Two. Oh my god, yeah, welcome back to another video.
Yo. Oh my god, bro. Get your cat.
You hyped him up.
And it was on me. It was on
Welcome
me.
to episode 4 of the Threesome Podcast. We are back Tuesday, 6:30 on Spotify and YouTube.
Stuart's trying to fucking kill me right now, bro.
So Tyler just got my cat all riled up right before we started
Don't
filming, and
rile
now
up
he
the
regrets
cat.
it. So
Tyler regrets.
Tyler regrets.
No, sub regrets.
Seb regrets.
I completely missed your phone.
Well, the fucking Eagles lost.
Oh yeah.
The Eagles lost in the
Eagles
worst way
lost.
ever.
That like just happened. Literally just
So,
happened. But like
but this is what
4 hours
happened,
ago.
all right? Because I'm actually like I was really pissed off about it earlier. Now I'm fine about it, but I was really fucking mad. In my fantasy, all right, our fantasy, we all have one, the Goobs. I'm going against Thomas, and I'm down 1 point, okay? Going into the fourth quarter, we have 40 seconds left. And the only player I have left is Elliot, Drake Elliott, right? And there's no way freaking Thomas can, like, score more points, so I will only be one point down. And the Eagles are also, down 1 point. I don't know how the fuck we got there. We shouldn't even be there in the first place, but we're down, what, 23 to
Well, it's
24?
because you guys are bad.
And all Jalen Hurts has to fucking do is either hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley, we have one timeout
Just get a
left,
field goal range.
or you
Yeah,
can
literally
throw,
field goal
or you can
range.
throw it, and like get out, but like you don't have to fucking throw it far, just run it up a little
And keep
bit,
my field goal
screen
range for the
pass,
Eagles.
anything just to get up a little bit slightly, just to make it easier for Jake Elliott, right? So they run this play, okay? Saquon Barkley's open, he's on an out route, he's going out on the left, wide fucking open. You'd think Jalen Hurts was gonna throw it to the wide open player, right? No, not my MVP, not my glorious king.
Nah.
He throws it deep to fucking
The
the
Falcons.
Falcon, the other team, and just completely ruins the fucking
I
game.
mean, you could say it hurts to watch him play football. He throws a pick. Ugh.
I basically lost, just my Eagles lost, and I lost by 1 point.
Well,
Strictly off of just Jalen Hurts being dog shit.
what's funny is like they didn't even have to get that close. Like Jake Elliott's
He
like
could
an
have kicked it
insane
from where they
kicker.
were
He could have
at.
kicked it where they were at.
No, he couldn't have.
He could have.
Dude, that would have been like a 90-yard field goal.
Oh, they were that far?
Yeah.
No,
Everyone
they
else far.
weren't. They were like.
They weren't even past the 50-yard line. Ninety yards is literally the most craziest
And I'm telling you
fucking
right now,
like
Jake Elliott could have made that
exaggeration
shit.
ever. They
It
weren't
was
even
at
past.
least like
No, they were
80.
past the 50-yard line. Exactly. No, they were not past the 50-yard
They weren't
line.
even that close.
No, they were not that close.
I think we were literally at
They're like the
like
40.
the 60,
There's no
60.
60-yard line.
No, I'm saying if you think about it in that and like in that way, we're at like the I thought they
40,
were past the
45.
50.
So what would that be? At 50, 60, whatever. I'll just go fucking kill myself. I'm saying
You
they're
agree with me that they're past 50.
No, I think they were at.
Right before 50.
Okay, regardless, they fucking Jalen Hurts fucking sucks. They're at their own 40.
I see.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense to fucking say. Jalen Hurts fucking sucks, essentially, is what we're trying to say. He's the
I
worst
mean,
fucking quarterback in the entire fucking league. Bryce Young is fucking better. And,
he's ass, but I won fantasy because of him, so.
Bryce Young?
No, because of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Because he got me the points I needed to win.
I scored 70 points this week in fantasy.
Travis
My top player was
Kelce with
my kicker
what?
with 9 points.
Hey, he popped up. To be fair, last week my top player was my kicker, but with 20
Yeah, but he had
points.
20 fucking points. Yeah,
But like still
so.
I did horrible last week. But not as bad as you own. You did
Also,
horrible.
I'm
You did
0-2
tremendously
in our
horrible.
league.
He's
0-2. I'm 1-1.
I'm 1-1.
But again, I had the highest scoring week we'll ever have this season and the lowest scoring week we'll ever have this season back to back
Me
weeks.
and Owen
So.
both lost to Gion.
Gian's
Fuck you,
2-0.
Gion.
I fucking hate Gian with a passion. It's not even a joke.
I hate Thomas.
And I well, quickly on the football topic, Dontavion Wicks did absolutely
God damn it,
nothing.
we're not gonna not mention him for one
No, we have
episode.
to mention him every episode. Dontavion Wicks didn't do jack shit.
Forgot he was even a
And
thing,
you know what?
honestly.
While we're on this topic of football, really quick, before we move on, we need to give our week 3 picks. All right, we need to give our week 3, the Thursday game, the
You're making me
Sunday game,
uncomfortable.
the Thursday game, Sunday game, and the Monday game. So the Thursday game is the Patriots versus the Jets. That game's ass.
Patriots.
Jets, you're going for Patriots over the Jets. I think you're just the biggest fucking Jets hater for whatever fucking
Dude,
reason.
Jets are gonna win by
Jets
3
are winning.
touchdowns.
Jets are
Patriots are
winning.
winning.
Jets will win.
Jets.
So Patriots. Me and Sebastian and JC.
Wait, can we write these down just so you remember them? Because we're doing it last week. Also, we have to review last week. We don't know what last week we
did. Fuck last week.
Sunday night.
Our show, this podcast is so shitty.
Sunday night is Sunday.
This podcast is so dog shit.
Sunday night is Chiefs Falcons.
Chiefs.
Wait, I want to write down mine at least, bro. I'm gonna fuck about you guys, but like, let me write down mine.
Want to take a whiff?
No, I'm good.
I'll take a whiff of this. Okay, I said Jets. Oh, no, I said Patriots. Fuck the Jets.
I remember what I picked last podcast.
Oh, you do? What'd you pick?
I guessed every single one besides.
I don't remember what I said.
What was the last game? Jets. Niners. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I chose Jets, Rams, Eagles, Ravens. Ravens lost. Eagles won. Rams lost. I was 1-3. So I'm 1-3.
I don't think anyone won. I think we tied.
I won. The fuck, I had 2-3.
He won.
Was 3-1.
Oh, so it doesn't matter. Oh, he definitely probably beat me.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
So we both have the Ravens.
I'm just better than both of you.
Okay, so Chiefs Falcons. Chiefs Falcons. I have the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
No, you know what? I'm going Falcons. I have the Falcons winning.
You're the biggest dick right now.
I have the Falcons. Jaguars, Bills, the Bills.
Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
Commanders, Bengals, Commanders.
Bengals.
I have Commanders. I'm a Commanders fan, so.
He's a Rams fan.
He's a Rams fan.
I need my squad to win.
He's a Rams fan. He's just not going to admit it until his O-line comes back.
I'm a Rams fan. Until we're healthy. Minimum. Yeah, so I'm a Rams fan. I think we're about to see Miles.
I love Miles.
Hey, Miles.
There's Miles, everyone.
Can we ask Miles who he thinks he's going to win?
No.
Nah, fuck Miles.
His picks don't matter. We didn't do any week 2 picks because of the scheduling of the episode.
Every good team lost, except for the Chiefs, and they should have lost.
Every good team lost.
Chiefs should have lost.
Only good team that didn't lose was the Vikings.
It's all right. Crazy how...
Literally, yo, someone insane. Needs to get the Vikings' dick out of Tyler's mouth. And like, fucking,
it's just crazy how good they are. I mean, like God. Just
we might... We have...
Because they'll win against the Texans.
We have applications open for the third spot on the podcast. Starting season 2.
All right, keep reading off the list.
Of what?
We only named 4 games.
Well, we're only doing the actual games. Because if we do every game, there'd be so many teams.
I want to do every game.
You know, we'll do a couple more. How about that? I'll throw in the games that kind of matter a little bit. Niners versus Rams.
Niners. Come on, bro.
I got the Rams winning that.
You're a fool.
The Niners just lost to the Vikings. The Rams are way better than the Vikings. The Rams are going to be the Vikings.
Your whole team is injured.
Doesn't matter. We have Matthew Stafford.
Your whole team is dead.
Texans, Vikings.
Aaron Williams, Matthew Stafford. That's it.
Texans, Vikings.
Vikings. Texans, speaking of being Texans. Stupid.
Texans.
Vikings.
Ravens, Cowboys. Ooh. I got the Ravens.
I have the Ravens.
Ravens are going to win that game.
Cowboys.
You said Cowboys.
You're Eagles fan. You're going
for that's, the Cowboys. Those are our picks for week 3. You know, next episode, you'll hear us. You'll know if we got them right or not. If I was you, I would just bet so much money on all of my picks.
No, if I was you, every pick Owen says, you just do the complete fucking opposite.
Yeah, do the opposite.
Okay.
Or do including that. Jets and Patriots. You can go with my idea, the Patriots winning.
Patriots is insane.
But they're looking kind of good, though.
No, they're not. They kind of are. They lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah, but every good team lost this week. I'm telling you. You're going to get the Jets. I'm telling you. You have to throw in one little random option, because everything else on my list is
options. That's why I say Cowboys. Falcons. That's why I say Cowboys.
That's just Falcons.
Oh, okay. So that was your guys' one off. See, yeah. That's my one off right there.
Yeah, but the thing is,
because I literally have to get one wrong, because then like I'm just getting every fucking one right.
Yeah, facts. So. Facts. No, big facts.
All right, Sebastian, just send us a snap.
Send us a Snapchat while we're on the podcast.
Number one fan. Oh, it's Stu. Stu's number one fucking hater, bro.
Stu's number one fan. Speaking of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, we figured out, has a girlfriend who's about 25 years old.
She's so bad.
I found it out from part of my take.
And he is, he's not 25.
He's just 3 times
her age. He's 25 times 3, yeah.
Yeah, he's 70 something years old, so.
Yeah, so.
She's
5. Bad?
No, she's 6 years older than us or something.
Bad as fuck.
7 years older than us?
She's very young.
Bad as fuck.
Bad as fuck.
Graduated high school 7 years ago.
So bad.
But he was.
Slim thick.
60.
Slim Dickens.
I was going to say something OD as fuck, but
I'm trying not to cut. You know,
you guys think she's so bad. She's getting slurped down every night by Bill Belichick. How does that feel?
She's getting slurped down? He's sucking the shit out of her dick.
He's eating box.
You're making it really hard to do this podcast.
I'm just saying, you know, like.
Oh, no, I work at Six Flags. I work at Six Flags, and it's ass. Don't work at Six Flags.
We're jumping so hard.
Oh, no, I work at Six Flags. And it's ass. Don't work at Six Flags. So, me and Sebastian started working at Six Flags, like, 3 weeks ago. Sebastian fucking loves it.
I don't fucking love it.
Because you're going to be there still.
Yeah, you're going to be working there. You got to lie about that.
No. I don't fucking love it, but I'm definitely just working there for the money.
Sebastian's working there for the money. I fucking hate it. So, I'm quitting. But it's because I have other sources of money, so it's not like I don't need to work there.
I need to work there because I need money.
He's saving up for a big purchase, which is a studio for the podcast.
Yeah, you got that right.
No, I need to pay shit off, and then I want a new car. So
yeah, and Tyler's unemployed.
So Tyler's unemployed. So I have
you
like
remind me. I should actually like.
I have like jobs. Three jobs. As currently right now, only technically it's like two jobs.
Yeah.
Tyler doesn't have shit.
All right, so like I literally got you guys a job on the weekend. I'm not gonna get you guys next time.
Well, Tyler had a job for 2 days.
Yeah.
I gave you guys a job for 2 days too.
I had four jobs, you know.
I had three.
All right. I gave them a job that paid so well that they called off for Six Flags.
Personal reasons.
They yeah. both no, called it was off a good job, to though. Work the job.
Yo, we gotta bleep that out because what if my employer is like,
shut the fuck up. I'm not getting them the next job.
Thank you, Tyler, for getting us a job.
No. Yeah, that's what I thought. No.
Thank you, Ryan, for giving me this job. Technically, Ryan and Erica, because Tyler didn't do shit for me because I had Tyler cook and she didn't hit me back up. I had to hit up Ryan and Erica personal.
Who hit up my brother to get her to
me? Who would have your brother's girlfriend? Me, exactly.
I'm sorry, what?
So.
I'm sorry, what?
Now, but look, he didn't Ryan hire us?
Through me.
But who hired
us? Through me. He called me up. He was like, yo, get your top two, no, top of the line people to work.
Do you, Owen, and Sebastian want to work?
He was like, yo, do you and Owen want to work again? Because we worked last year. And then I was like, can we get Sebastian in there too? And he was like, probably. Let's see.
No, but yeah, that's what we pay for this podcast. So everyone shout Tyler in the comments. Good shit, Tyler.
Yeah, we made so much money.
We made a lot of money. We made like $300-something.
$320.
And honestly, for most people, it's not a lot of money. But, you know, we're 18-year-olds, so.
We're also not saving this money for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it takes a while for it to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saving up for that Goober cabin.
Yeah, Freddy's not going to be there because Freddy's bitching about how much it is.
No, he just said one time.
He just said one time, and I'm never gonna like hold it back.
No, but low-key, he's kind of right. We should get like something.
Fuck you, Freddy. If we're not spending $1,000 on this cabin, I'm not fucking.
I'm saving for two Rams games and the cabin. That's kind of it.
Two Rams games.
$1,000.
You're going to Vikings.
The Vikings and the Eagles.
I'll tailgate that shit. I'm not going. Like I'm not paying unless it's like under $100.
It's already. $60.
It's gonna be under $100.
Dead ass.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll go. Because I'm gonna think I'm paying good money to.
It's gonna get more expensive. The Vikings are gonna do better.
But the Rams are going to be ass.
Yeah, you're right. The Rams will just keep losing.
Okay, well, yeah. First of all, the Vikings are dog shit. Second of all, the Rams literally have no players besides Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Hey, so, wait, who has a better record, though? Wait, who beat y'all in the preseason, too?
Okay, okay.
This wait, is insane. This is crazy. Just,
preseason? Oh,
this is crazy. Vikings, this is insane. It's week two. It's fucking Vikings. Week two.
They're the biggest delusional Vikings fan. He lives, like...
No, they're good. They're going to lose to the Texans.
He doesn't even live in Minnesota. He's the fucking biggest cock ready.
When the season's over, I'm coming back to these early things, and we're going to see how we slowly, progressively talk about the Vikings.
And, like, every single week, Vikings it just gets worse and worse.
And on God, if the Vikings make it to the Super Bowl, you guys will never hear from me again. I would literally... Because I'd rather never shut the fuck up about it.
Part of the reason why I also became part of the Vikings fan is literally because I was like, what's a team that's, like,
also,
not good? Right. No, like, what's a team that's, like, bad, but, like, has
good people
that could be like good, solid, you know what I mean?
No, okay, real shit, Jets.
Like, honestly, yeah, the Jets are.
Dead-ass answer. Are you actually a Vikings fan or are you a Justin Jefferson fan?
I'm both.
Name five Vikings players.
Justin Jefferson, Sam Darnold, TJ Hawkinson, Jordan Addison.
Can you name someone on your O-line?
Name an O-line or a defensive player.
No, I can't name a defensive player. No. No. I just have unconditional love for Justin Jefferson.
So he's a Justin Jefferson
player. So you're Justin Jefferson cop.
But I love the Vikings too.
Clearly not.
But I just love Justin Jefferson.
I can name
he's like, but I can name every fan member Justin Jefferson.
I can name the Rams entire starting O-line.
Okay, but you've been a Rams fan for like football's like your guys' lives.
Yeah, but if you can't name one defensive player on the Vikings.
I guess, but it's like.
I can't name my whole O-line.
I only started watching football. Like,
I can't name my whole
O-line. You can't name your starting O-line?
No, motherfucker, they're all new.
Like,
oh, that's true.
I can name like four players on the Vikings, but that's probably the max I can name for any other team, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's not... So, it's like, that's like...
I can't name an 11 on
the most knowledge you're going to get from me from any other team, too. You know what I mean?
Yes, which means you're a fan of every team equally.
I guess, but not really.
So, he's not a Vikings fan. He's an NFL fan. He's an NFL fan. And his favorite player is an NFL
Bob. He loves Justin Jefferson. He's the NFL Bob.
I'm just getting passed around by the NFL team.
No, he's Justin Jefferson fan, but he's on the Vikings, which means he likes the Vikings. That makes sense.
But, like... Actually, no. If he did switch teams, maybe I'd be, no. I'm not gonna. I would not switch teams.
Either. I did that. I was a Michael Vick fan.
Actually, that you switched teams that you were going for.
Well, but I wasn't a Falcons fan. I was just a USC fan, and then like a Michael Vick fan.
I know there are people that are like that. That like for basketball, like if they like love a player, and then like the LeBron. Player switches, and they'll
if the Vikings trade Justin Jefferson, there's no way you'd be a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
Like 0% chance to be doing
it. True.
Yeah,
but he's staying there for at least 3 years.
So I have such unconditional love for Justin. I've drafted him first in fantasy. Mm-hmm. Was he a smart draft to draft first? No. But I did it because I did it last.
Year. I thought you would think Christian McCaffrey would be a smart fucking plan.
It wasn't.
Yeah, clearly Justin Jefferson was a better pick than Christian McCaffrey.
And I got an A+ on my fucking draft, man. Shit. Yeah,
clearly not. For your own too. So you got an A+ your own too. Damn.
I got a D too.
Yeah, like here we are. So I got a D. I have like 6. Doesn't matter.
We're
I scored 70 points, so obviously they're right. I guess
we're crashing
in some way, shape, or form. We're all gonna crash out. But episode 3 is crash out, so we can't.
We can't do that. Can't now. Crash out we can't again. Be reusing topics like this.
We can't be reusing topics.
Yeah, my ex called me.
All right, so like we're not keeping that in. But yeah, I don't know. I love Justin Jefferson. He's the gritty god.
I love Justin Jefferson.
I need a jersey. I need to get a jersey of him. They're only like $150 though. So,
dude, did you just fucking sneeze?
Yes, dude, bless you, did Stu. Just sneeze. That was really weird.
Bless you, my boy.
Look at my dog, bro.
I have a highlight of my cat on Instagram. It's called Dog.
And it's a cat.
Yeah. I was gonna put my dog. I just put dog.
That's my dog. I have two. I have Hood Classics, which I've converted into only close friend stories, and Cum Busters.
I have cum busters, but it's just a penis emoji. Because one time, some girl asked me for my Instagram, and they saw cum busters on the thing, and I was like, fuck, I need to change that.
That's fake as fuck.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I literally only have Instagram for hoes, so.
Okay.
My shit is specifically just catered to, like.
Just designed
for hoes.
You like study the statistics of each.
Like I'm not even trying. Like you look on there, there's dead ass nothing there that would like be like, oh, that's like.
But now you have a spam. Now you can post funny stuff.
Yeah, but I literally just did that to do dumb shit.
If all the spam do one crash out, DEE, I don't know the rest.
One crash out.
One crash out. It's number one. They crash out.
Maybe he spelled it all weird though. So
how's it spelled out weird? It's D, one.
No, I'm saying maybe you did. That's why I didn't read the rest because I don't know what the rest would be.
I couldn't put. D1 because that was already taken.
Because I
just
taken.
DEE1.
That's smart as fuck.
That's so smart. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It might be probably the smartest shit you've ever done in your life.
Right. Yeah, honestly, like, no, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, the event that we worked. I know I'm jumping back to that, but that show was pretty chill. We worked on it on Sunday, but during fantasy.
It was a La La Land with a live orchestra.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
I had no idea that.
I didn't know there was gonna be live orchestra until I saw it. Also, the dude that's the conductor for the orchestra for La La Land,
Justin Herbert.
His name is Justin Herbert. Really funny.
Wait, the one who was there or the one who actually composed
both.
The music?
He was there and he actually
composed
the music
too?
For the movie, yeah.
That's low-key
funny. And they're doing a Whiplash event too, and he's going to do a live orchestra
I saw
for
that.
Whiplash.
I actually want to go to
it. I know, I was like, fuck, we should try and work that again.
No, like not, so no, awesome. I don't want to work it because I want to
but you
go
want to actually
there.
Go there. I was thinking, I was like, maybe I should ask Freddie.
Wait, no, we can just work there. Because we get paid when we can watch it.
So. I know, that's what I was thinking. That's why.
No, but I want to vibe out there. Like, I don't want to like have a walkie.
So
I don't want to
awesome.
Have to do shit. I literally
Whiplash
just want to
with
sit
a live
there.
Orchestra?
I kind of didn't have a walkie.
What?
My walkie's just like.
He didn't even use
it. No, but I'm saying, like, I want to be like in the crowd just sitting there watching it and like going through it.
I'd rather work there.
Yeah, to make same. I'd rather.
All right, little bro, like
I'm the one making bread. Don't little bro me.
Little bro needs money or some shit. Like,
I do need money.
I don't.
Is that why working 3 jobs?
What?
Is that why you have 3 jobs?
I do have to. I can like pay off everything with 1 job, little bro.
You do.
I'm just. I don't want to though.
So
why are you working 3 jobs then?
Because I just want the paper.
That's valid as fuck.
All right, twin. I don't know why we're arguing.
I don't know why you're arguing.
What 3 jobs are you working?
I work 6 months and then the YMCA and then I work for my dad still.
Oh, you still work for your dad?
Yeah. Technically, I'm a babysitter, but Fuck that bitch. I haven't responded to her. I'm supposed to dog sit and like babysit her kid. I haven't responded.
You're a babysitter.
Mm-hmm. How many babies have you sat on?
How old?
She was 12.
I helped her with the fuck. 12. You can watch yourself at 12.
No, her mom was rich as fuck and she didn't want. But I was mainly there to dog sit.
Dogs?
Dog sit.
Oh, dogs. I think it's dogs. Yeah,
I thought you said docks. Anyway, the first day we were working, we were all so hyped up. And the second day, because we worked till like 10.
We were just tired, bro.
And the second day, we were so just tired. Like, there was so low energy. Then we built up our energy throughout the day.
We were cooked.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
And you guys did good. Even my brother said that you guys did good.
No, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan.
Me and Sebastian saved the event the first day.
Meanwhile, I was scanning orders.
Me and Sebastian
Tyler was just watching the movie.
Yeah, I was watching the movie. I was like doing the
there was a whole line, and me and Sebastian were just scanning fucking tickets. No, but
it was funny as fuck, because at first, like, Owen and I were like laughing. He was like, damn shit, like, Tyler actually got to work. And then, like,
I really was doing less work than you.
And then Tyler was just like scanning shit. Like, yeah, he was working, he was just scanning shit. And then Owen and I were like, fucking
like, we were on the verge of crashing out. Fucking event. They should give us fucking $3,000.
Some girl came in to break me. And she was working door, and I come back, and I was like, yo, sorry I'm late, bro. It was like my brother had to make me go to his car and stuff. And she was like, dude, this is way better than working door. I would have rather been doing, honestly, you could have been way more late. I would rather be doing this. And I was like,
dude, yesterday we didn't do anything. Really we didn't funny. Do a single thing.
No, well, yesterday you guys were more, you guys were doing like more floater stuff.
Like, we were,
you guys
no, were like just breaking the gate people. For like 20 hours.
Oh,
we
actually?
We worked with guest services.
And then you also did the blankets.
That was guest services.
Oh, they did the blankets?
Yeah. Guest services, handed out blankets, chairs, and then...
Are they free?
Like half of it? No, it was $22 for a fucking blanket.
Why is it in guest services? That's so random.
It's guest,
I thought guest services like if any guests have a problem.
Guest services, then right next to it, they also sold chairs and blankets and shit.
It's a little random.
It was fire.
She was fire.
But hey, you know, now we're still ho-less and we're filming a podcast in my living room.
Yeah, so really, we can only go up from here.
Yeah, we kind of like rambling, because this is the very last second, this episode. We're filming it literally, I think it's literally Tuesday morning right now. No.
That's still Monday, but it's about to be Tuesday
morning. It's about to be Tuesday morning. So we've technically filmed this 18 hours before it's being released.
Yeah, super last minute, because we want to talk about all the football games.
Yeah, but it won't be like this usually. Like, we'll probably literally start filming.
Maybe.
Probably what?
Probably will be like this.
Probably will be.
Not usually. Monday night?
But then we want to talk about all the football
games. They have to edit it every single time. This is.
Yeah, but you got that right.
God damn it. Come on, man.
You're a great editor.
You got it.
I'm just saying sounds. You guys talk
about it. No, it won't be like this. Because also we have to figure out the camera and stuff. Because this episode is recorded on the camera. Wow. It's like.
Maybe.
Side eyeing us.
Probably. We don't know.
What were we doing before the podcast? Oh, before this podcast, we were watching the reality show.
We were watching a Match Made in Heaven or something.
Yeah.
Match.
It's a fire. Reality TV is fire, dude. Like,
it's kind of fun to watch. Get on reality. I kind of like become a little girl watching.
We're going to put y'all on, bro. Reality TV is fire, bro. Like, if you're bored, put some reality TV on. You're going to have some laughs, have some cringy moments, maybe some erections.
Oh, we didn't take shots. We're supposed to take three.
That's a good point.
We're supposed to take three. No, we should take three right now. I'm not going
to
lie.
I want to take a shot so bad.
There's no way I can take three back-to-back-to-back of that and like not throw up.
I'll do it.
I like can't do that.
Well, no, we're going to teach you, though.
Did he just open the
fucking door? Oh, your cat's so opening the weird. Windows right now. Like, and he's looking out. He's that's literally exact... human.
Yo, that's so weird.
That was mean, Seb. That was mean. No wonder he doesn't fucking like you. Yeah.
He tried to push my cat off the fucking sofa.
He's gonna kill
him. I could have pushed him way harder, and I did it on purpose because I'm an asshole.
He literally just opened it to look out and laugh.
Oh, wait.
That was fucking weird. Wait. Why'd your cat do that? Okay, should we do our quick intermission and then come back?
Let's just wait till I'm in the podcast.
And then we can talk about the reality.
No, but we can get saucy on the pod.
There's no way we can meet. There's no way me and Tyler can do three.
I can do three.
Back to back.
What about me?
Yes.
You can do it.
No, I can do three. I'm telling you right now.
Bro, not with this.
I can't.
You gag all the time.
I can do three.
BRB.
He's saying
it's because I'm over exaggerated, bro.
BRB.
Can we bring it back over here and do it while we're still talking in the mic?
Okay.
This will actually be the only part that we film.
What?
I said we'll film just us like taking apple juice drinks, and then.
Oh, should we film
because,
it?
Because on God, like, there's no way you're not gonna go.
Okay, we can film it. Shared deal.
What? My friend texted me.
Oh. But I just remember that because like in the reality TV show, everyone's just getting shit faced drunk or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like every night, all just drinking. It was pretty cool. We watched the first two episodes. There are characters we hate and there's characters we love.
I love all the ones that aren't
female.
Cracking.
Oh.
Yo, Stuart, you gotta chill out, dude.
He's gonna knock
yeah, this out. Is this podcast is gonna be called Cooked. The episode's cooked. We're cooked.
Yeah.
We have no we are so unprepared. We have no topics. We kinda hung out all day, so we kinda talked about everything.
We're looking to stop hanging out with each other all the time.
On God.
Yeah, we're like very extroverted, but like we're not. But like together we are. You know what I mean? Like we don't have to. We can hang out we can hang out back to back like every single day, mm-hmm. and not like mm-hmm. drain our social battery.
Yeah.
Which is weird because usually I'm not like that.
It's because we love each other.
This summer has changed me.
I'm gonna crash.
I knew he was gonna knock this cup. I knew he was gonna knock the fucking cup. He knocked the cup.
It's because we love each other. And next episode is...
Now Papa Seb's mad, bro.
Next episode is episode 5. The episode after that, we have a special guest. And it is... You'll see.
We were supposed to get Joaquin.
We got Freddie instead because Joaquin... We're not getting Joaquin on the podcast.
Fuck, I forgot we're supposed to get Joaquin, bro.
We got Freddie instead.
Though, are we getting Joaquin next?
We got Freddie instead. No, we're not getting Freddie next.
Right, we have money now. Can we buy actual mics to actually get this shit right?
Oh, we can buy mics. I already have 2 mics.
I want to spend my money on a mic. I'm trying to save up for that cabin.
Because I literally won't, for whatever reason, I can't take this shit serious unless,
Well, we need a box, though, too.
We need a box. Oh, fuck.
Okay, so it's, pitch it together and,
Okay.
Get it working.
I have 2 mics already.
But yours isn't, it's not.
I know, but I can unplug mine and hold them.
No, I'm saying, you don't have a.
What about our guest?
You don't have.
What if you have a guess? What mic do they use?
I have another shitty mic.
So you don't have a Go XLR cable.
Or you can just borrow Freddy's
to make it look
good. Or just use that for gaming.
He uses it for you.
Mm. Okay, how much is a mic?
$150.
I'm gonna borrow Emilio's.
About that nigga.
How much is a box?
I don't know if it's but it was two.
I can ask my dad to talk to his friend and see if he can get us because he's super into tech, so he knows cheap mics that are really good, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that mic, but be you can literally ask your dad to ask him about straight up podcast mics.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapest straight up podcast mic because a USB condenser mic isn't it? We need I forgot the name of it, but USB condenser mics aren't it?
It's USB.
Yeah. Your dude just tipped your vitamin water cup again, rather than a different cup. He just tipped that shit just to fuck around. He literally just tipped it just for no reason whatsoever.
We have 2 episodes, or we have 2 mics, and we can just get one more, and then...
Why do you want to be next to me all of a sudden? Are you going to bite me?
Dude, I forgot, I literally said, I was I'm going to buy a mic once I have a job. I have a job, I got paid already, so...
Yeah, you didn't buy a mic.
Buy a mic.
I know we lucky forgot about this shit. No, we never forget about this.
I didn't forget about this.
Oh, wait. Okay, can we get the...
The what?
Can we do the thing first and then we continue the podcast?
Okay.
I think... Tyler just wants to take...
Yeah, I do. I just want to prove to you guys that I'm not going to gag. No, I'm going to gag, but I can do 3 back to back to back.
I can't.
I think I can. Actually, you don't have any other drink I can mask it with.
Ejaculate
just like water.
I don't have any water. I don't have any chaser.
Yeah. It's not like soda or anything.
I don't think I could do this if there's no chaser. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, vitamin water.
I drink it all.
It's literally all gone, all the vitamin water.
Yeah, but spit. You drink both waters?
Yeah.
Goddamn, boy.
Yeah, you drink them all too.
Yeah.
Oh, I have lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade.
Okay, we're gonna use that.
Okay.
Let's come back.
Be right back. Commercial break. Can I get off to a... Alright, we're back. I'm back. We We are having a really good time right now.
You could say.
We made some beverages. Made some beverages. Got some snacks.
Oh yeah, we're back.
Still cooked. I just told Tyler, we're doing this one a little saucy. The next one we're gonna do one plated.
That's I'm so down.
Dude, oh look at my snacks I got.
No.
Watch the audio be such dog shit because we're just snacking the entire time. Like there's not anything of like.
This is the most cooked episode.
Mm-hmm. But Loki, we're just here to show how relatable we are,
how relatable and like committed we are,
and how fucking stupid we are. But like,
yeah, we don't offer shit to the table at all. Like, there's no reason to watch this. Like,
there is.
Mm-hmm. Not really, but
no.
All but.
You know, Freddy's like dying right now, apparently.
That sucks.
Yeah, he's like about to fall. He's like, I don't know what the fuck's happening to him. Compare working at Six Flags to the event that you worked at.
Alright. Alright, we're calling Freddy real quick. Make sure he's not dying.
Let's call Freddy because he might die.
Oh, like he's definitely not on his fucking phone or anything. You dumb bitch.
What I do?
You good, Puka? Or what's going on?
I don't know. I feel dizzy.
Why do you feel dizzy? Have you eaten anything? Have you tried drinking water?
Taco Bell is the Taco Bell was getting to me.
Did you tell me her?
What? No.
You just feel dizzy?
Yeah, it's weird. I think I didn't drink water, to be honest.
Hey, that's the key. You gotta drink water.
And you bro, to... I can't even get up. Oh, I'm scared. I'm gonna fall asleep. Like, what did this guy say? Bro.
What did he say?
Yeah, fuck Gion.
Shit, twin, you gotta drink water.
No, that's a story has stroke on my thing.
Did you try Googling why you feel dizzy?
Yeah.
No, you just gotta drink.
Do you self-diagnose yourself?
Like, there's like 150 different reasons for it. So
that's
like,
what I thought, Joe.
Not just go to Quora.
Yeah, go to Quora.
That's just stress.
Listen to what Quora says.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is the shark tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Gatorade.
Loki, all you gotta do is just drink water and use a heating pad, and you're good.
Loki, today I kept feeling dizzy.
Not periods, bro.
Sorry, we're used to dealing with that.
Oh shit. I thought it was being W boy. Yeah. Nice good spin. Spin's pretty. God damn it.
What?
I'm kicking Gion out of the group chat.
Well, can you guys sit like this?
No.
No guy I know can sit like this.
Back to my cock's too big.
I literally just tuck my cock and my balls under my leg.
I have a small dick, just my balls are fat.
You see, like,
my balls have been swollen since I was 12.
Bro, I'm good. 14-hour shift tomorrow.
Dude, your cat opens the window to look out of it.
Open the fucking
door. He does that. He opens the window. Because the sprinkler's turned on, he was like, yo, let me check it out. He opened the fucking window and looked out. He does it to look out.
I'm gonna kill myself. Not actually, probably.
Alright, so I was looking, just calling, making sure like that you're still
dying. You're gonna die.
But like, if you're still dying, like, alright, I'm just checking up to see. Like, I'm not gonna do shit about it. I'm just like saying.
Yeah, no, like if you don't hear from me tomorrow at 5 a.m., like I'm probably gone.
That's fine. I'm like,
touch it.
We love you, Freddy.
Alright, bye guys.
Bye, Freddy.
Bye. Don't die.
So there's Freddy. Back to back episodes. He's on the pod. One of them he was happy and joyful. One other one he was just quite sad, miserable. Was that a word?
Miserable.
Miserable. Yeah, I said.
Miserable.
Yeah, I said miserable. That's a word. What's it? Special teaches me Spanish. Centro.
Arriba.
Arriba.
Abajo.
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 Centro.
Centro. El entro. Y entro.
Yeah, we came back. We come back from a 15-minute intermission. And somehow Owen learned that. I wonder what we were doing.
We come back from intermission, and Owen's fucking fluent in Spanish.
Yeah. I what that saying is.
You teach me how to eat little bites the right way.
Mm-hmm. Do you not remember shit from Spanish?
No, I don't remember anything from high school. Not even gonna lie.
Dude, let's do a test.
Let's do, are you smarter than fifth grade? Okay. But we solve from first grade, second, and third, fourth, fifth.
No, I'm not going to solve the fractions. I'm really bad at those.
Okay, I'm pretty good at math, so that's like it.
But the only thing is, whoever's like asking the questions, low-key doesn't get to see if they're smarter than
them. Why?
Because it tells you the answer.
Oh, can you guys quiz me then?
We want to do it right now.
Yes. It's a segment.
I thought that was going to be like a future event that we're planning for the podcast, but we were actually just never going
to
get to it.
We don't have shit to do for this podcast, so we're just spitballing. We'll take turns. I'll start out.
If it's anything history related,
I think I'm already drunk. I didn't eat enough food today. I don't know what I'm looking at.
This is so gross.
Mine's like...
Wait, fine. I'm going to get a gummy.
This year, it was announced that football star Travis Kelce will be joining Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader family as the new host of the spinoff show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
The fuck? How is this somehow tied to football, bro? Get me out of here. I can't escape it.
Why am I using your phone? Your phone's so ass. You need a new phone.
I know.
My phone I can't open the gummy pack.
Are you
Why? Smarter...
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Let me Whoa. Open it. Yeah, I know. I am. Let's see if I get up. No. I'm not.
I just got
There's
really
nothing happening. I'm not drunk yet. I drink less than you. Or I drink more than you.
You drink.
Or now or even.
I took both shots with you. Or I took one shot. And then I like poured one for a poor drink for me. I just took it and then I poured more back on.
Ron might even have a better tolerance than me now. He probably drinks more than me.
I don't know.
Here, good. You feel defeated.
I know, I can't open it.
No, I don't want to.
Your little slimy, greasy fingers.
No, dude, it's like impossible to open. I was telling you, my slime, you opened it from a place that I didn't even try opening it from. You still couldn't. Dude, this place sounds so bad on the mic, the crinkling. Stu's obsessed with looking at that damn thing. Fuck.
We're trying to open a pack of
fruit snacks. It's impossible to open up, bro. Fuck. Motherfucker.
I'm not a fucking kid. I don't want to play a kid's trivia game. I'm a grown-ass man. I need you like a junior high question.
Stu, can you just claw this shit open for me, bro?
What is the name of the wizarding school Harry Potter attends?
Hogwarts.
All right, Owen got one.
Which artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It is.
I almost said Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was going to say it too, but then I was like, wait, no, I know
it's Da Vinci. No, but it's Leonardo Da Vinci, though.
So. I was going to say the same thing, too. For some reason, I get
What 2019 movie is the second highest grossing film?
Bro, what fucking fifth grader would even fucking know that bullshit?
Superheroes.
What is
Avengers
that?
Infinity Game? Infinity War?
No, superhero.
Endgame.
Yep. Oh, you were going to be...
Who painted the famous artwork Starry Night?
Oh, Starry Night.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Starry Night. I'm dyslexic.
Mm-hmm. I said that shit first, though, so...
No, I didn't.
What is the main sport... No, you have to say me. And then it's you.
Wait, what? I thought we should say it without...
Well, we're not, like... We're
no, you guys like... are going against... No, because this isn't... Are you smarter than... It's
we're gonna, random are we in a competition now?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a competition.
I thought we were teaming. I thought we were trying to take down the quiz together.
No, I'm pitting you guys against each other.
I thought we were having like a friendly little conversation.
No. So you have to say meet, and then it's like, I'll go with you. And then he can steal. First one in 10, and then we switch.
Uh-huh.
So loser stays in.
Well, can we count the previous ones that we got?
If you lose, I go against you.
Okay.
Can we count the previous ones that we answer first?
No.
2-2. Okay, fuck me. I'll suck a dick, I guess.
What is the... Damn,
thing. Should we do the button?
What is the main sport featured in the movie Space Jam?
Basketball. I'm supposed to be saying me. I'm stupid.
Basketball.
But say me next time.
Okay.
Because you're going to break all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the boy who never grows up?
Me. Peter Pan.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Keep score of your own shit, because I'm too
good. I can't get on that.
Who wrote the famous play, Romeo and Juliet?
I don't fucking know that.
Me.
I forgot his name.
Christopher Nolan.
No.
What the fuck? Where the fuck?
You guys deadass on
this? I have no idea who wrote it.
No, I can maybe guess. It's, I know who it is, but I don't remember. He's famous.
Yeah, extremely famous.
Yeah, I know. And they're really... I don't fucking know. Who is it?
William Shakespeare.
How did I not know that? Oh my god, that's bad. That's so bad.
What is the name of Harry Potter's owl?
Fucking, I don't fucking know.
David Goggins.
David Goggins, yeah. Hedwig. Austin Eckler.
Hedwig.
Hedwig?
That's a stupid fucking name. I didn't
know that. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
How many U.S. states have a coastline?
Me. 13.
Nope.
Me. 12.
No.
Me.
Yes.
15.
Nope.
Me. 11.
Nope. One last try.
No, that he should have a last try.
Yeah, because he...
You each get one last try.
Oh, yeah.
You've only... You both said
16.
Two. Higher.
Me. 21.
23.
Oh, mother...
Okay, that ready? Was hard.
I know.
Wait, no.
Stupid fucking East Coast...
Which space. Animal can sleep up for 3 years?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking termites. I don't fucking know the fuck.
Okay, let me actually get, like, one try.
Oh,
it's
a polar bear.
What is the only mammal capable of flight?
Me.
Yes.
Bats.
Yes.
I think I'm at 3. Or am I adding?
Yeah, I think you're at, like, 2.
Okay, I'm at 2.
What is the only letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state name?
Me.
Yes.
Z.
No.
Fuck.
Me.
That you already knew that was wrong.
Fucking yeah. Me. Yeah. Q.
Wait, that's not a yes. U.S. state. You just say New Zealand?
2-2. New Zealand? I don't know. Ready?
California.
What is the largest river?
The Nile River.
Okay, say me, dumbass.
Me, right. It is right. It is Nile.
Me.
And Nile, no, you're wrong, dumbass.
Oh, me. Yes. Mississippi.
No.
Oh,
me.
What is the longest river?
Wait. Me. Wait, no. You said me first. Go. You're not even going to get it. I think I know.
Nile River.
Okay. Me.
Yes.
Amazon.
Yes.
Let's fucking go.
All right, 3-2. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Me.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Easiest fucking question ever. I hope we get this wrong.
One Mississippi. 2 Mississippi.
I know what it's called, but 3, I can't think of it, so I'm just going to say Matt. 4. I'm going to say Matterhorn.
5 Mississippi. Tyler, you can steal.
Mount Everest.
Yes.
Oh, it was. Four. I knew it. I said Matterhorn.
Which animal can live longest without water?
Me.
Yes.
A camel.
Say me, dumbass. Now Tyler has 4 and you have 2.
A camel?
Yes.
I already had 4 before.
Now he has 5. What is the only...
You also gave it away because you looked directly at me. And,
what is the only planet in the solar system that rotates clockwise? That's so fucking easy.
Me, the Earth.
That's not an easy question at all. The fuck?
You only like, what was the answer?
Yeah, say that question again.
Oh, no, because I wasn't... No, I knew this shit like back in like grade school.
Because you were a little bitch that pulled no hose?
Yes. I played handball with a basketball.
Okay, for me? Fun. Me? Let me guess. Saturn, because it has rings.
No.
Me, Jupiter.
No.
Neptune.
Nope.
Uranus.
Nope. Last one.
Wait, I'm trying to think.
There's only like fucking like, how many planets are there?
I'm
like
trying 13? To, wait, yeah, oh. Let me think of all the.
Saturn.
No, I already said that. Venus.
Yes.
Oh, my good shit, boy.
He's against you. Why are you giving him that? Don't give him that. Don't give him that. What is a large...
Bro, can I verse an actual fifth grader next? I'm really good at this.
What is the largest desert in the world?
Me.
Palm Springs.
Me. Death Valley?
Nope.
Me.
Oh, it's the hottest one.
Me,
Fuck, I forgot what it's called.
I don't know. Oh, wait, I know
Mojave Desert.
Me. Sahara.
The fuck? You guys are going to be pissed after I give you that.
Me.
You guys have...
I give up after this.
No, motherfucker, you're going to give me...
The Arizona Desert.
No.
I don't know. The African Desert.
Antarctica.
Are you being dead fucking serious?
Mm-hmm. It's a desert. It's just really
cool. It's just a really cool desert. That's the stupidest shit ever. That shouldn't even fucking count.
Ready?
The fuck?
What is it?
Wow, Owen finished the whole drink. Fuck, let me get fucking wait.
I think we need more.
No, we don't.
Bruh, come on, bruh.
Oh, that was ash. Throw up.
What is the largest?
Mine's sword.
Yeah.
Mine's sword is bad.
Yeah, mine's damn. Mine's really bad at the end.
Goddamn.
You're gonna throw up.
No, I'm eating that.
Oh.
Innovation, guys.
Use your mouth.
Don't look at my answers, bro.
Wait.
Don't search for the answer, bitch.
I don't even know what the question is.
Oh. Sorry. What is the largest ocean in the world?
What did you say?
What's the largest ocean in the world?
Me.
Yes.
Atlantic.
Nope.
Me. Pacific.
That was the worst guess ever. Obviously, Pacific. I'm a fucking idiot, bro. Oh
my God. At 3.
I'm stupid. I deserve to lose this.
Which singer is known for hits like Shake It Off and Blink
Me, Taylor Swift.
How many do you have?
Four.
You have five?
I'm at six.
He has six, yeah.
Yep.
What is the name of the fictional city where Batman lives?
Me, Gotham.
Gotham.
Gotham what?
Gotham City.
You get two guesses in a row.
That's bullshit.
I called me first. Gotham where? I know, but you got two chances.
Okay. But he's asking me where. He's asking you where.
Pipe down, okay? Come on. I'm giving you guys first.
He didn't say Gotham City first. He said Gotham.
You said Gotham 2 first.
Yeah, but I was my answer, so it doesn't matter.
Do you want to revoke you?
No, I don't really care.
Okay. We're getting good. Bro, I fucking really fully stopped being friends with this fucking thing.
What is the name of the main character in the video game? Minecraft.
Me.
Thank you, Tim.
I think it was him, yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
I'm Steve. Oh, we just talked about the Minecraft. Oh, wait,
that's who is known as the King of Pop?
Me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was the question? I was saying me. I didn't even hear the question.
Me, Elvis Presley.
Who is known as the King of Pop?
Billy Joel.
No. Fuck. You guys deadass don't know this fucking answer.
No, hey, Michael Jackson.
Yes, it's Michael Jackson.
That's five.
What popular BR game took off in 2017?
Me.
Yes. I'm gonna crash out, Tyler.
Beat Saber.
No.
BR.
VR. BR.
What's BR?
Battle Royale.
Fortnite. I thought he said VR, yes. Bro. I thought he said VR.
That's six.
I'm at eight. I just went.
All right, this one's the easiest one ever. Which K-pop group became a global sensation?
Me.
Tyler.
BTS.
Yes.
He's like Blackpink.
All right, now? Now's about to get fucking tricky.
I only need one more. I only need one more. Come on.
Which element has the atomic number one?
Me.
Yes.
Hydrogen.
You're a fucking nerd. How'd you know that?
What can I say, bro?
What can I say?
I know my chemistry.
I'm gonna crash out. He said me before you finished the question. You want to revoke?
Do you want to let him get a comeback?
No, I don't care enough. No, you have redemption. If you get
five, I mean, you know.
No, if he gets three right in a row, he gets redemption.
Okay, but I'm just gonna ask you questions here, right?
Oh fuck!
What is the process called when a liquid turns into a gas?
I think I know this, but I think I'm getting it wrong.
No, don't overthink it. Exactly, evaporation.
I was about photosynthesis.
Okay. Ready? What is the center of an atom called?
Is that an atom?
Yes. Think about chemistry. Think about neutron.
Can I see that?
Wow, you're so close.
A neon.
One more time. Wait. Shut the fuck up. Just listen. The center of an atom. What is it called? Yeah.
Center of an atom?
What is the center of an atom called?
The center of an atom is called a neuron.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it, bro.
Wait, you
already said that.
I'll
give you another try, because you already said it.
Oh.
Even though I should.
It's really close.
It's, yeah.
So that's the thing that goes around the center of the atom.
Did I say neutron?
You said neutron and neuron.
Neuron or whatever?
Which is, I don't even think that's a fucking thing, but.
It is.
I didn't pay attention to that class. I was too busy talking
to I have no idea. Just tell me. I lost.
Nucleus.
Oh, a nucleus.
Yeah, because you said the
yeah.
That's really close.
Okay, I really like this one, so I'm gonna gatekeep this website I'm on, and you have to find one now.
Okay.
But you can search up
the
like
fuck?
Search up like
are you smart? Oh my god, I'm gonna gag on barf all over the laptop, man. Fuck.
Search up are you smart in the fifth grade question, Tyler.
Yeah, Owen got that.
And then ask us.
No,
he's a loser, so you have to ask us. he's gonna forever stay here. I know.
Oh, I'm not having fun. One, two, three, wait up.
If I drink alcohol, I get hot.
Like, really?
Yeah.
That's a good drug.
Shit.
Dude, that's the most I've ever.
Alright, this one's easy. A word, phrase, or sequence that reads the same forward and backward is called a what? Imagine guesses. I don't even know this shit. This is the hardest question ever.
Oh, I'm really drunk now. Holy shit.
A synonym?
No, that's a. No, you learned that today in English, actually.
Fuck.
Descriptive.
Or an adverb. Yeah. No, shut up.
No, that's what I learned like 2 weeks ago.
What the fuck?
Adjective?
And fuck.
Noun?
You're not getting this, Raph. No one knows this. I don't even know this.
Say it.
A palindrome. I was about to say that. The fuck is
that? Shut the fuck up. No, this is not fifth grader questions, bitch.
That was the first one. Relax. It's like week one football. All right, relax. Stop overacting. According to the U.S. Constitution, the president is part of which of the three branches of the government?
Legislative.
Nope. Say me. Say me.
Executive.
He got
me.
It.
I said me. He didn't say me.
I said me.
Did he say me?
I didn't say me.
He didn't say me.
No, said me.
Put on your mom.
On your mom.
Don't do that. I love my mom.
Dude, not cool, bro.
I said me.
No, don't put on his mom.
Me.
That's just mine, Brody.
What is the answer?
That shit's mine, Brody.
Which was the answer?
What did I say?
Yeah, you don't even know.
Executive. He doesn't even know
executive.
It.
Executive.
No, it's executive.
That's what I just fucking said. I'm gonna crash off.
Okay, so who do I give it to?
No, I get it because I said me.
Give it to him.
I'm gonna crash off.
Okay.
You only got it because I said it.
All right, if you guys don't get this.
But I said me, though.
If you guys don't get this answer, I'm gonna be low-key disappointed. What is the capital of Russia?
Me.
I know.
Oh my god, Sasha doesn't know it.
The capital of Russia?
Bro. Oh my god.
The capital of Russia? Wait, I know this.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes. The capital. To Slovakia.
Slovakia. No. Oh
my god. Me? Capital of Russia?
Wait, I know that. It's so easy. I'm just.
It's so fucking easy. You're gonna kill yourself after I tell you.
Russia.
Also, I'm drunk.
Yeah, I'm just really drunk, so I don't. Like, I can't think straight.
Russia. Slovakia.
You said the same thing, bro. Y'all are fucking. Can I give you an answer?
No, no. What does it start with?
It starts with the letter M.
Oh, Malkov.
Malkov.
We don't know.
Owen?
Matslovia.
Oh, Moskva. Fuck.
Why is he tweaking right now? It's Moscow.
Moscow.
I've never heard of
it. I knew that. I knew that.
I didn't know that at all.
What is the process of water turning into vapor called?
Me. Evaporation. Let's do a little, bro. Just in case you can't count.
What is the tallest mammal on Earth?
Me. Jeff.
Goddamn. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
T-Wex. Who was the first person to step on the moon?
Me.
Neil Armstrong.
Sasha said me first.
He said before we finished the question. You guys said before we the question.
No, I'm not, bro.
Yes, you are.
What is the process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly?
Me.
Fuck.
You gotta know this.
I fucking know this.
You can't say it.
I fucking know this.
Cocoon.
Evolution.
You fucking idiot.
Fuck, I don't remember.
Slumber Party.
I don't know the name of it.
Evolution.
Metamorphosis, you fucker.
Yeah, you did not know that.
You did not know that.
Every fifth grader knows that.
No. Yeah, we're not in fifth grade.
I'm in fifth grade.
I didn't pass fifth grade.
I've been stuck in fifth grade, bro. I didn't pass fifth grade.
On God, they only moved me up because I was such a dickhead in class. I haven't even made
it to fifth grade yet. I'm taking advanced classes.
I'm talking to a fifth grader. So I'm at three.
Who wrote Harry Potter books here?
Me.
That was me.
What?
J.K. Rowling.
Oh!
I didn't say R.K. Rowling, so I would've got that right anyways.
I'm like,
what's the score with you?
One, two,
I have
three.
One.
Or four.
One to four.
I think it's four.
You?
Yeah, you have one out of four.
Ooh, this one's, I don't know the answer to this one. You guys
have I can see the screen.
What is the process which plants make their food called?
Me.
Photosynthesis.
Owen got it.
I'm a catch up.
Was it capital of France? Owen's definitely gonna get this one wrong.
Paris.
Yeah. Remember when you mixed them up, Owen?
Oh, yeah.
Sapphire.
Owen's looking at me with like fuck you doll eyes. Like,
no, I'm not.
He's like really wants to fuck me right now. And classical music.
Oh.
What instruments usually comprise of string quartet?
Me, violin.
Yeah,
that's
like,
right. Technically, I mean, yeah.
There were like multiple answers, but that's right.
I have three.
Yeah, three or four.
Yeah.
No,
I have five.
Oh, you have five. Y'all gotta keep track on me.
I'm working, nigga.
How many feet? Ooh, you guys should get this. How many feet are in 75 yards?
Me.
Now he's doing the math. That's not fair.
Fuck. I'm not good at math.
Oh, me.
But you don't do it yet.
Me 225.
He's going to get that because he's good at math.
Okay, yeah, you did.
I'll give it to him because I can't think of that shit off the top of my head. I can't do that shit when I'm sober. So what is that, 5 to 5?
F4. What gas do humans need to live?
Me. Oxygen.
I was going to listen to you.
What is the hardest mineral?
Me.
Mineral.
My dick.
It starts with a D. You were close. What?
Me, Diamond.
Yeah. Diamond. No, but he didn't. Oh, yeah, did he? No, I think I said me before. He says me, he gets it wrong. It goes to me.
He says me, you answer.
No, but you. So whoever says me just gets to go first. Then it automatically goes to the second person. Because that's what I was doing for you guys.
So where am I at?
No, I just get to say Diamond and I steal it from you, bitch.
We'll skip that.
Fuck.
What does the paleontologist study?
Me.
Me.
Bro, come on.
Me. Paleontologist?
Me.
Me. Paleontologist.
Me. Me. Dinosaur bones.
Yeah, bro, I want to try
it. I know this because of Garden Warfare.
What? He said plants.
There's a skin called paleontologist. There's a scientist and he had dinosaur bones all over.
The fact that that's... No, that is...
Yeah, but if he knows it, so fuck it.
I have five now?
I guess. Who invented the light bulb?
Me. The light bulb?
Yeah.
Isn't his name like Alexander or something? Alex or some shit?
Me. Thomas Edison.
Why is Owen's like, wait, yeah, that is right now? Yeah.
Wow, I'm drunk.
I was six. High game.
That's a tricky
ball game.
Fuck.
Look at the Eagles right now in the fourth quarter.
But okay, wait. The dude who made the phone is Alex, right?
That's Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Actually, I didn't know that.
Alexander, yeah.
I'm being dead serious. Tell you know that?
And the electricity was Franklin, fucking with the kite, right?
Yeah, he discovered that.
Okay, yeah.
I'm too. Wait, what did Albert Einstein? Albert Einstein did
Pi, but he did
E equals MC squared.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that bullshit. Like,
that bullshit that nobody really uses.
Yeah.
Like worm, black holes.
Yeah, all that extra shit. But he was just crazy, so I don't know. Like, my ex couldn't figure out that shit because she's crazy.
What is the plural form of the word deer?
Me. Him.
You said me first.
No, you said me first.
No, I'm glad you said
me
first.
You said me first.
No, you said
me first. Okay, whisper your answer to me, son.
Whisper.
I don't know the answer.
Whisper it to me. Do you guys confidently know the answer?
I don't. Why? I was going to say die. I swear to God, I was going to say die.
Bro, I asked this question hoping you guys would know.
Is it die?
No, both of you guys are wrong.
Okay, so let's cook again.
Deers.
Deer.
Wow, Sebastian's right.
I thought it would be that. I said deer.
Because I asked that because I was like, what a stupid fucking answer and stupid fucking question. How many inches are in a foot?
Me.
Just think about my wiener.
12.
Yep,
your dick is not 12 inches. What the fuck are you talking about? My shit's barely 8. What the fuck are you talking about? We're stripping. Let's go.
11.
How about y'all dick is?
Like, what's it?
Like, 1.5.
No, I was joking. Mine's not 8. Mine's like literally like right under 8.
Mine's just literally 2.4.
Mine's literally like right under 8.
Not even kidding. It's probably 3
like,
max.
Like, seven, like, I was like almost 8. And then she said, like, no, you're not 8 yet. I was like, damn.
I'm 3 max. Not even kidding.
Yeah, good shit, brother.
Wait, so what is it? 7.6?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to pop off 8, 9, 10.
Blah, blah, blah. What's the longest river in the U.S.?
Me. I said me first.
He said me.
But you
first.
Were saying me. The Amazon River. This fucking.
That's what I still count that too. Honestly, but yeah, go.
Okay, fine.
Where's our river?
So we can cut you off.
Fucking acoustic.
Wait.
I said in the U.S. This motherfucker said Amazon River.
Wait, so we can cut you off during mid question?
Yeah, so you did.
Yeah, we kept doing
no,
that.
No, motherfucker, I waited.
I kept doing that. To Owen.
He did that, and he did it to me.
And you were doing it earlier.
Fine, fuck you.
What is your guess? Because he got it wrong.
What'd you say?
You said Amazon River.
And you said, but what was the question? In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Damn, that's a good question.
Bro, y'all...
Oh, the fucking... Obviously, it's the fucking Nile.
Go. It's actually... I'm actually stupid.
It's not the Nile?
I misread it. I didn't think it was this. This is a stupid answer. Let's skip this. It's the Missouri River. It should be Mississippi. That's a dumbass fucking question.
I couldn't think of Mississippi, so I was saying Missouri. So I would have accidentally got it right.
Between 1 and 100, how many multiples of 7 are odd numbers?
Me. 8.
He's going to do the math so fast.
You said, oh, wait. Hold on.
Seven. You didn't say me.
Me.
I said me.
Me.
How many, say, wait, what was the question? How many multiples odd numbers?
Of odd numbers in 1 to
150.
Or 7.
Of are 7? What is that question?
Wait, what is the question?
I know, what?
Sorry, I'm tweaking. Between 1 and 100, how many multiples of 7 are odd numbers?
8.
No. Say me, fucking.
Me.
This,
8.
Wrong.
18.
Wrong.
No, me.
28.
Me.
Go.
Count down to like 5 Mississippi. This motherfucker's doing the math.
1.
What? That's not
2.
Is it 7 or is it 8?
3.
Is it 7?
Yeah, that's right.
It's 7?
It's 7. You said 7, but then you said 8 and then 7. But
I backtracked, but I didn't say me. So what is it? 7?
7, 7.
All right, let's see how drunk you guys are. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Me. Fuck.
Da Vinci.
Sorry, counting without this motherfucker.
Da Vinci? Main borders which U.S. state?
Me. Mexico? Aldebaran?
I said Maine.
Oh. I thought you said the main one. I'm like, oh, that's Mexico. And,
Main borders what?
What borders Maine?
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Do you know where Maine is?
Maine?
Wait, you picked the two dumbasses about fucking geography.
I don't know the answer to this too, but I know where Maine is, so I wouldn't guess somewhere else.
We're skipping this one because we're both stupid.
It's New Hampshire. Is that the most relevant? Shout out to all our New Hampshireans.
If you live in New Hampshire,
cool. Whose picture's on the $5 bill?
Me. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, how many are you at?
We're five. It's right now for 7-7. Eight. Damn.
This isn't on here, but I'm gonna make my own question. Which president had an affair?
Me.
All of them.
All of them.
Which one? Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I said me.
See, the answer was Bill Clinton. See, the
original. No, I was making a joke. Doesn't count because we both said me.
The original one was who was the president of the United States before George W. Bush? But I thought my version.
Okay, so 9-8. Okay, go on.
Mm-hmm. I need pee after this. So. Well, we can finish the podcast.
I need to pee after this. This is low-key fun though.
We can start the podcast after this.
No, we have to actually. No, let's just keep going. No,
wait. I actually like this though. I'm not going.
We have to keep talking then after this because we.
What are the three states that matter?
Me. Of what? Solid, gas, liquid.
Me, dirt, leaf, water.
The elements of the earth. Electricity, earth, water, air.
No, wait, not Tom and I have to go against each other because we're the two winners of that.
Can we not do this anymore? Can we talk about...
No, because now I want to see who's won.
We've been filming for
We'll go to the next episode.
Hey, the championship is episode 5. I gotta go pee. 1 sec. Can I get
off to a... Can we do more of this question session?
No.
Why?
We're ending the podcast.
No, we can end the podcast and still talk about them.
No, we're ending the podcast.
Bye, podcast.
We're all dying.
Goodbye, podcast.
Wait, do you actually
want to
end it now?
Listen. Well, it's probably been an hour now.
Cut a huge portion out.
Probably 45 minutes in.
All right. Thank you guys for watching this Sculpt Ties podcast. We literally had no planning, no nothing to do. We want to stay consistent on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Next podcast, though, on God, we will actually do this shit properly.
No, we will. You're the biggest hater of Threesome Podcast, and you're on the podcast.
I'm just being realistic.
Oh yeah, okay. To keep it a book, the first season is gonna be dog shit. I'm not even lying. The first season is gonna be complete dog shit. But the first season is to get chemistry going with talking as a podcast. We talk, Owen's literally talking over me right now. This is literally just our friend group. This is how we act. Season one is literally all stuff, but we want to talk. We want to get into things for a podcast.
Yeah, with season 3 and stuff.
I'm gonna crash the fuck out. No, but rush it. Literally, this is gonna be scuffed until next season. But we want to stay on a schedule at least.
Exactly. This is our warm up season.
Yeah, but that's pretty much the end of this podcast.
But Sebastian doesn't even know who painted.
Next one, we're gonna be Leonardo DiCaprio. Stay tuned.
We have a special guest, and then we have
How many episodes?
First 10 episodes. So next episodes are halfway point. This is first season.
Damn, we're doing dog shit.
Yeah, we're dog. Okay. So thank you guys for listening.
That's 5 episodes.
thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you've made it this far, on God, say fucking duck. I don't even know.
You can only
and on God, if you said duck, I'll literally kiss you.
On God.
But
unless you're from Turkey.
Can I tell a little story?
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to cut it midway as you're talking because I'm an asshole.
I don't want to start it.
No, you can start your story.
But if I start it, you're going to cut it.
No, I'm not.
But.
What's it about?
What's it about, at least?
It was going to be a beautiful Hope Core story.